Awesome. So on today's website window, I'm going to introduce Byron Tardif. Byron is a member of the website team, and he manages a number of different features, one of which is the one that we're going to be showing off today, which is called EasyAuth.
Well, marketing, we call it Windows Azure Websites Authentication Authorization, but for internally, we call it EasyAuth. So.
So Windows Azure.
No, it's Microsoft Azure Websites Authentication Authorization.
Okay.
But we'll just call it EasyAuth for brevity.
Yeah. So I mean, we could put Service Pack 3 update.
Yeah, exactly. Plus something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So do you want to give us a brief introduction as to what it is? I mean, it should be fairly self-explanatory, but.
Sure. So EasyAuth, basically, what we want to do here is we want to make it very, very easy to protect a website where, you know, users coming from outside won't be able to access it. And if you're thinking about on-premise solutions when you're developing for IIS, there's a very easy way to do that today, which is you basically use either Windows Auth or Basic Auth. And that's as simple as adding a little bit of config on your web config and you're set. You don't need to change your app, you don't need to do anything, and it's very turnkey. We didn't have that for Azure. We didn't have that as a turnkey solution. So we figured out a way of doing it by leveraging Azure Active Directory. And basically, this is the very first preview of this feature. It's out there. And we're looking at what other options we have and what other features we can basically build into it to add some functionality, but keeping it that very simple turnkey type of solution and approach.
Perfect. So seen here first on Channel 9, that's insane.
So basically what I have here is I have a website that I have already set up and deployed. And it has this very imaginative name of EasyAuth Demo. And when we browse to it, you'll see it over here, is this very ugly looking site. And you can see basically that the user is unauthenticated. And what I've gone and done for this as well is we have another slot that has a different version of the site. And for this one in particular, we just changed the look and feel of the site. We made it dark blue versus black. And the scenario that I'm going to demo today is imagine you have either a revamped version of your website or you have a new product that you're going to reveal, but you have it sitting there in your staging slot, and you don't want somebody to come and stumble onto that site. So the suggestion here is, well, enable EasyAuth on that particular slot and keep your production slot open, which is what you want to do, right? Yeah. At that point, the staging slot will be secure. Only the people that you basically are granting access on that particular Azure Active Directory will have access to the site, and anybody else will be asked to log in.
Great.
So it's protected and it's all Azure Directory and we're not doing anything fancy with that. It's just whatever Azure Active Directory gives you. So the way that we enable this is we would go into the slot and we go into configure and then scroll down to the section that is aptly named Authentication Authorization.
Perfect.
And right here, the only option you have is configure. And what it will do is it will look at your subscription and look at the directories that you have set up. So in this case, I have three directories. I just set this one up for demo purposes. So I'll use EasyAuth. Then the next thing is, when you have selected that directory, it will list all of the applications that are already there. These are applications from the point of view of Azure Active Directory. This is not your websites or VMs or anything like that.
Okay.
And in this case, I don't have any applications there, so I'll just create a new application. The reason why we list them is that you could potentially go and configure one ahead of time, and then just use it. So at this point, once you click OK, what's happening behind the scenes is that we're tying that website, that particular slot, to the Azure Active Directory application that we're creating. And we're basically putting the glue together so that those two know about each other. And the next time when you try and go into the site, it will ask you to authenticate.
Cool.
So let's go and try that on the staging site. So what I'm going to do to basically force the hand here is I'm going to start an in-private browser window for it. And I'm just going to go copy the URL into that. I think it's this one.
And just to kind of explain to people out there, because you're authenticated with your credentials that are tied into your Azure Active Directory,
right?
It's just going to completely bypass you through the system. So you're going and using in private.
No, in this case, because I'm using in private, it will ask me for login. On the other one, because I'm already logged in, it would do single sign-on.
Yeah, and I'm gonna, that's what I mean. Like, because you're already logged into the portal, you're using the same credentials that you have there,
right.
So single sign-on would go through.
Exactly.
But in private, it doesn't have that cookie there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So for this one, I'm going to use my my corporate account. And as you can see, it's logged in.
Cool.
And then just to show that single sign-on works, for this particular one that is not in private, when I hit a refresh, it's automatically logged in. So basically, what you can see here is that the user is authenticated, and there's a bunch of information about the authenticated user that then you can use in your application if you choose to do so. This works without having to modify your application. So if you have WordPress or custom deployment, either in .NET, Node, PHP, Java, doesn't really matter, it's stack agnostic. As long as it runs on websites, this feature will work with it.
Yeah, and I mean, the main point here being that we're protecting a particular slot from other people viewing it. So
right.
You have some sort of public website update that's gone through, but this isn't going to go out and automatically pass through the credentials into, say, you know, log into your back end of your WordPress site.
Right,
That's not the functionality that's happening
here. It would make, for example, the login page for your WordPress site require you to first log into the directory before you can even reach it, for example. But it's not going to make you use the domain users inside of WordPress.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And more to the fact, the production slot is still unauthenticated. We're still going to be accessible to pretty much anybody. Now, the next interesting thing to see is that we give you a little bit of extra functionality. So, for example, this logout. Mm-hmm. If I click here, it will do the logout. And the way that we make that easy for you is when you configure the application, we give you this environment variable that basically you can use within your app if you choose to do so. And it will give you a redirect to a very specific URL within your site that will go and force the logout operation. So you need to handle logout logic. You just basically give a button that will navigate to that URL, and it handles logout for you.
Cool.
If once you already have this set up, you can use any of the dip links here, and it will take you to the Active Directory application that we have already configured in case you want to do anything else there. But it's all within the Active Directory management experience, so there's nothing.
There's nothing new here. It's basically moving you over to Azure Active Directory, and then you can go and add additional users or
anything that you would need to manage the Active Directory app. The next interesting scenario here is, let's say we're ready to release this new redesign of the site. So our recommended approach is you would do a swap. Mm-hmm. Right, because at that point, you've tested your application, you know that whatever is on the staging slot is working, and we don't want to incur that I'll redeploy it again, because it's already there. So the moment I do a swap, I'm going to go, my source is staging, my destination is production. What's happening here is we're doing the swap, but the login requirement is going to stay with the slot.
Okay.
So this way, you don't propagate that requirement into your production site and block people from accessing your production site. Once the swap is completed, I should be able to go to what used to be my production site, still unauthenticated. Mm-hmm. And when I do a refresh, you will see the new design, but still not authenticated and not requiring me to authenticate.
Cool. It's a very subtle difference between black and
blue. Yeah, I should have gone with a brighter color, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Now, this demo is a very, very simple demo, and I wanted to make sure that it's available for people to try out and basically look at the code. Mm-hmm. So we have it hosted on GitHub. You can go look at it, and there's even a setup script that you can go and run, and this will basically recreate exactly the same thing as I have here.
Cool.
So if you're familiar with CSM and CSM templates, it's basically a partial script that you run. It will go and generate all of this, and it's also a good sample on how to use that stuff.
One thing we might be able to do is change this to use deploy to Azure.
So yeah, that's the next thing that I wanted to do.
Awesome.
Yeah,
exactly. That's really exciting. Cool. Well, thank you for coming on the show and talking about Microsoft Azure Websites authentication and authorization.
There you go.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
I dare all of you out there to try that as well.
And we're investigating new features and new things that we can add here. We know that this covers like a very specific set of users that don't worry much about what other stuff you can do with authentication authorization. Mm-hmm. So if you have ideas or comments or scenarios that you would like to use this, just shout out in the comments and we're actively looking at that.
That's great. Yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. I'll put a link to the User Voice site that we have, but you're more than welcome to leave a comment below as well. And we'll make sure that all the feedback goes filtering back to Byron.
Cool.
So thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. This is an awesome feature. I mean, before this was a thing, I guess the only way to go and shut down a particular site slot would be actually going and updating your web config and filtering out IP addresses.
Yeah, you can do that with IP restrictions. You can also go and use some of the infrastructure that Active Directory gives you, but you will need to write a bunch of code and you would need to modify the application.
Yeah.
And we think that's the beauty of this, that pretty much regardless of what the app is, you don't even worry about the code.
Yeah.
And you don't need to maintain SSH keys or stuff like that.
Yeah, it's nice to click install. Right. Awesome. Well, thank you again. And now heading back to our feature presentation.